In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists who Donald Trump, once he inevitably wins the nomination, will pick as his running mate. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Jane and Gerald Catcher, supporting the Children's Movement of Florida, dedicated to helping all children enter school with the social, emotional, and intellectual skills needed to succeed. More information is available at childrensmovementflorida.org. And Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain testing program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at lumosity.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with an Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug West Coast Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Jesse. The Batend is near. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Larchick of Chase Bank. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Waltrover and Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Her CFO is in the end. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Special thanks to Nick Gibson and Gary Yak. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Keeping Up with the Danforths. Now, panel, who will Donald Trump pick as his running mate as he goes on to glory? Luke Burbank.
Whoever it is, they need to vet them really well, because this person will be one hairpiece away from the presidency.
Faith Saley.
Celebrity Apprentice runner-up Clay Aiken, so that he can campaign with the slogan, Aiken for Trump.
And Charlie Pierce.
Well, Peter, as you know, according to the Constitution, if President Trump is unable to fulfill his term, the vice president must take his place, which leaves us with the only possible choice, Vice President Trump.
Well, if that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Luke Burbank, Faith Saley. Thanks to all of you for listening. Good to be back with you. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week in Houston. This is NPR.